Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is JC. Happy Monday.
Good morning, JC.
Good morning, JC. Good morning, JC. Good morning, JC.
Happy Monday, Yvonne. Yes, God is good all the time. You have a good day, sweetheart. Thank you. And I heard someone else. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning, it's Brother Michael. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Brother Michael. And I heard another person.
Good morning, JC. This is Sister Sabrina. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Sister Sabrina. Happy Monday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is JC. Happy Monday. Deborah Evans, did I hear you this morning?
Yes, you did. Sorry, I don't know what's on my voice. Yes, it was me trying to get in.
Good morning,
God bless you.
God bless you too.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hi to Monica, and happy Monday to you both.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is JC. Happy Monday.
Good morning, JC. It's Pretty Patrice. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. Say hi to Brother Jeff on me.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
God bless everyone.
Hey. I'm sorry, Pretty Patrice. What else were you saying, sweetheart?
I was saying, I apologize for cutting you off. What else were you going to say? I thought you were getting ready to say something else.
No, just have a blessed day, sweetie.
You as well.
Thank you. Anyone else? Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is JC.
Good morning, JC. Good morning, Declare Victory, for this is a new, brand new day to give God glory and thank him for what he's doing, what he's going to do, and what he's already done. I love you guys. Have a great day.
Amen. Good morning, Rochelle. We love you back, sweetie. You have a wonderful day. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is JC. Happy Monday. Anyone else like to say good morning?
Hi, JC. Happy Monday. This is D2.
Hi, D2. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. Thank you for asking.
All right.
Yeah. God is good. You enjoy a wonderful,
yes,
wonderful week. Yes. Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, JC, and Declare Victory. This is Joyful. Happy Monday, everyone.
Good morning, Joyful. Have a great day. And I heard someone. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. This is Lenore. And in coming to America, they said, I'm very happy to be here. I share that sentiment. I'm very happy to be here.
Amen. Good morning. You enjoy a wonderful week. Anyone else? Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is JC.
Yes, good morning.
And I am your hostess. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Kevin.
Kevin?
Kevin.
Kevin. Well, good morning,
yes.
Kevin.
Good morning.
Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
Anyone else? Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. It's just the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Good morning. This is Juanita. Happy
Good
Monday.
Morning. Good morning, Juanita, and happy Monday to you as well. Enjoy a wonderful day.
Good morning. This is Wonderful Wanda.
Good morning, Wonderful Wanda. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, too.
Thank you very much. Good morning, good morning. Anyone else like to say good morning before we get started? Okay. Well, it's time to get started with the call. Before we move forward, we ask you to mute your line so that we can proceed. Hello again. My name is JC, and I am your hostess. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Make sure to join us during the month of March, where our monthly theme is entitled Suddenly. Each declare will focus on the importance Each declare will focus on the importance of expecting and how to properly respond to a suddenly move of God. Make sure you invite a friend so they can be blessed too. There is one announcement today. First, please join us tonight and every Monday night for Marriage Matters for married couples or married hopefuls. You can call into the same phone number tonight at 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You will be happy that you did. The order of the call is prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Patrice. The declaration will be brought by Joyful. Then we will go right into the closing comments hosted by the Declare. Once again, order of the call, prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Pretty Patrice. The declaration will be brought by Joyful. Then we will go right into the closing comments hosted by the Declare. The scripture for today, Acts 2:2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. At this time, we ask you to put your phones on mute until instructed to come off mute. Guys, have a blessed day, and I now pass the call to the prayer warrior, Pretty Patrice. God bless you all. I love you.
God bless you, JC. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We welcome you this morning. We thank you this morning, O God, for the breath of life. We thank you, O God, for the activity of our limbs. We thank you, O God, for us being in our right mind, but our mind stayed on you, God. Thank you that this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it, O God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. Hey, Honda, here they Honda. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. Brand new mercies, brand new every day, God. Thank you. Thank you that you gave of your only begotten Son so that we might be healed, delivered, and set free, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for food on the table, God. Thank you, God, for our homes and our residences, God. Thank you for our incomes and our jobs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. You told us to trust in you. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding, that we should acknowledge you in all of our ways and you would direct our path. Thank you, God, that our paths are directed by you, God. Thank you, God,
that our footsteps are ordered by you, God. Thank you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you forgive us for our sins, known and unknown, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the ability to call on your name, to seek and to save, God. Thank you, God. You told us to knock, and the door shall be open unto us. Seek, and we shall find. Thank you, God, that we can seek and find you, God. Thank you, God, that the doors of our heart are open to you, Lord Jesus. You told us to confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. And for that, we say thank you, God. We pray, oh God, and we stand in the gap, God, for those that are out in the elements, oh God. We pray that they will find you in the mighty name of Jesus. In their low places, God, we pray they will find you. In their high places, God, we pray that they will find you, God, that someone will cross their path that will give them a word, God, that will encourage them to know you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for marriages, oh God. We pray that you continue to bind us in love and bind us in unity, God. We pray for those that are in their singleness, God. May they fall in love with you, God, and know you in a different way, God. Hallelujah. We pray for our government, God. Oh, handa, hiriri anda. Thank you, God. We pray that they will have you on their hearts and minds, oh God, as they are making decisions for us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for our children and our grandchildren, oh God. We pray that you continue to keep a hedge of protection around them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, watch over them as they go to school, God, as they learn, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We ask, oh God, that you cover their minds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, there is so much, oh God, that is going on, God. But we will stand and trust in your holy word, oh God. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you, is what your word tells us, God. Continue to create in us a clean heart and continue to renew a right spirit within us, oh God. We pray for our men, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you in advance for what you're going to do in them and through them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare and decree that we are the righteousness of God, that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Thank you, God. Thank you that you are our Jehovah Jireh, God, that you are our provider, God. Thank you that we have more than enough, God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We come against any foul spirit, any demonic spirit. We know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness, high places. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Satan has no place here. Satan has no authority here. Satan, we cast you out in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get your hands off our children. Get your hands out of our schools, out of our jobs. We come against the spirit of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cast the devil out. Get out. You have no place. You have no authority. And Father God, we thank you for the power and the authority to cast out devils, to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We pray for those that are sick in their minds or bodies, God, in the name of Jesus. You've already paid the penalty, oh God. You already took stripes, God, in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, God, that we are already healed in the name of Jesus. So we cast out that cancer demon in the name of Jesus, that arthritis demon in the name of Jesus, and any other spirit of wickedness that would try to come against our minds and come against our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. We are saved, we are sanctified, we are whole, and we claim it right now in the name of Jesus. No matter what it looks like, sound like, or feel like, we will stand on your holy word, oh God. So as we take our phones off of mute, we would like to give you all glory. We would like to give you all praise, Heavenly Father. Thank you, God, for all that you've done and what you're yet going to do, oh God. Have your way in our minds. Amen, amen, and amen, as I pass the call to Joyful.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, JC, for hosting. Thank you, Pretty Patrice, for your prayer. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Good morning. Declare victory. Hallelujah. I'm so excited this morning. When we hear Pretty's name, we usually hear Pretty Patrice, and I was just thinking about the fact that joyful. Some of you may or may not know, and it not because it matters, but I just want to tell you that my name is Joyful here on the call, and my joy today is full. My joy today is full. While Jacqueline is my name, and spending time and declare victory and with Dion, as I often talk and share, it's not uncommon to hear a song or to sound like a song even when I'm speaking. It may be thought to be associated with being a resident of the state of Michigan, filled with amazing lakes, incredible fresh water. But I believe it is because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And this morning, as we talk about suddenly, it is as if something has suddenly shifted within me and the realization of how much strength God has, and that because of him, my joy is full. So this morning I pray joy. I release joy over the call. Those of you who may need a dose of joy this morning, I pray that you would know the truth of God's word, that it is because of the Lord's strength, hallelujah, that he gives us joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And so when you feel as if perhaps you need to be strengthened or you need joy, it's found in him. It's found in him. And as I was transitioning from the car to the call, as I made some runs this morning, as it's 9 o'clock or a little after nine here on the East Coast where I am, I was just, I could feel myself smiling, and I thought, God, you're doing even this suddenly. It feels like it's happening suddenly, but I want to talk to us today. My topic or share, if I had to title it, it would be a series of suddenlies, a series or a series within suddenly, a series within suddenly. Not a series like our favorite show on Netflix or Tubi or Hulu, but a series of events that leads to something that we tend to think is all of a sudden, out of the blue, out of nowhere. I will show us and help us to see that while we celebrate and we are yet excited about things that happen seemingly out of nowhere, there's a series of events that takes place before the suddenly. So if you all were on the call on Friday, I said to Brother Jonathan, well, my goodness, take me out, coach. I mean, what am I going to say now, God? Because I was thinking about that very thing and the same scripture that he used. But let me tell you what, you cannot exhaust God. You cannot exhaust God. It's like going to a well that's full of water and thinking because the person ahead of you got a cup or received some water and even filled a bucket that there's nothing left for you. That is not true. And he has more available than any well that has ever been dug or will be dug, wells that have been stopped up and no longer in use. But we can always go to God, and he will give us exactly what we need. So my joy is full today. I thank God for the opportunity to share and to speak well of him, and I am confident because of who he is and what he says he does with his word, it will accomplish what he sent it to do today. Amen. Let's get started. Suddenly, that is the Declare Victory theme for the month of March. For the month of March, we're going to give you some definitions, as I'd like to do, and unpack these words. And this morning, one of the things that I do is I take two of my grandchildren to school, which is my choice. It's not a task. It is not laborious. I enjoy doing it. It brings me great joy. And I have a daughter who I take to work, and we get to share and exchange a variety of things. And when she got out of the car this morning, I said, I'm sorry, my brain is just on this morning. It's always on, but it's just in a different seat today. So I've been excited. I've been excited since I got up, and I'm just thankful. I'm thankful. We know that every day is not the same as it relates to how we respond to the day, but glory be to his name. He is the same. And God says, I change not. So whatever is different in your life today, I want to invite you to get back to him who is constant, who is sure, who does not change. And that thing that you're dealing with, he can help you. He can help you, and he will. It's his good pleasure to do it. Suddenly can be defined as quickly and unexpectedly. Happening or coming unexpectedly, like a sudden shower. Marked by or manifesting abruptness or haste, like a sudden departure. Maybe that person that was at the family reunion or at the gathering, and then all of a sudden, where's Mark? He left. He's gone. He was here, but he made a sudden departure. Abrupt or haste departure. Made or brought about in a short time. Is performed readily or immediately. Suddenly. Well, with inside of suddenly, the word sudden, it means to occurring or done quickly and unexpectedly or without warning. Occurring or done quickly and unexpectedly or without warning. We're talking about a series within suddenlies, And what I want you to take away, if you have to get off of the call or you call in and you're just first checking out Declare Victory, what is this all about? What are we doing? Let me tell you that there's a series of events that happens before the thing we call suddenly actually transpires. I want us to continue to be as excited and expectant about the suddenlies in our life. But let me tell you, there's some things that take place before the thing we see and experience as suddenly before it takes place. For some reason, this word excites me, and it's found in the New Testament in either Acts 27 or 28. I didn't look it up, but the word is Euroclodon. It is the wind that blew when Paul was on the ship that he told the masters of the ship and the marshal that was charged to hold him and the other prisoners. He said, I don't think we should go. I don't think we should take this trip. But the man said, he was more concerned about the owner and the master of the ship than he was the word of the Lord that Paul gave him. And the Bible says that sometimes that a tempestuous wind, or one version says a Euroclodon wind, and it means mighty, conquering, destroying wind. And a Euroclodon wind would appear, it does exactly what it says. It's greater than a tornado or a hurricane, the wind forces that we experience there. But Euroclodon, that word, I tell you, it excites me. I am the designated reader for our church. Our pastor we've adapted this practice that I used to laugh at, old school church, and you would hear the pastor read, and I'm now the reader. It's an honor to read, but I tell you, I sometimes laugh at the fact that I laughed at people who were the reader, and now I'm that person. There might be something inside of that. But anyway, when he told me we were going to be studying this passage or reading it, and we got to that word, oh, I was so excited. I'm not excited necessarily about the destruction that comes by way of Euroclodon, but understanding that it's a mighty, destroying, conquering wind. And the truth is, there's sometimes things in our life that needs to be blown violently, forcefully out of the way, out of our lives. It may make a way for us to get through there. As a matter of fact, what did God use? It wasn't Euroclodon. It didn't say that, but he opened up the Red Sea to allow the children of Israel on their exodus leaving Egypt. That had to be some pretty strong winds, or just the hand of God opening the sea, splitting it down the middle, allowing them to walk on the bed of the Red Sea. And the Bible says it was not even muddy. They walked on dry land. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. On dry land. One of my favorite accounts is found in the book of Jonah. And when all of these things are happening, another wind that is taking place in the lives of these sailors and Jonah, who's running from his call. And there's this wind that begins to blow when Jonah, the rebellious runaway, suddenly this wind, there's that word, suddenly comes about. And this wind that began to blow, the men on the ship wondered, something has happened here. And they decide, you know what, we need to talk to this guy, Jonah, that's asleep. He's not even bothered by what's happening. They say, who are you? And he tells them his name. He says, I'm Jonah. I am a Hebrew, and I worship the God of dry land. Sometimes it takes the mighty force, the gale winds, perhaps even a Euroclodon wind to do something that we think causes us to be on dry land. But the suddenly that appeared before them required a series of events to happen before. Sudden, occurring or done quickly or unexpectedly or without warning. Another word for sudden, precipitous, done suddenly and without careful consideration. Sometimes we can just, it's almost spur of the moment or this knee jerk. I just, all of a sudden I did it. There was no, I didn't even consider it. I just stood up and I didn't even think about it. Precipitous. Other words, abrupt, rapid, swift, quick, without delay. Some other words are associated with sudden or phrases, sudden death, sudden infant death, and all of a sudden. I want to talk to us about two things in scripture, and one will be the death of Jesus, and the other will be a passage that I may have shared here before, but as God does, he does with his word what he intends to do when he does it. And so we're going to share a story or an account found in 2 Kings chapter 3. So when I read this idiom, sudden death is a term that's used in some sports. And it's a rule that the first person or team to score after a particular time will win the game, sudden death. It's also a method of deciding who will win a game when the score for each team is equal, in which the first player or team to score wins. I want you all to put a pin in that, a method of deciding who will win a game when the score for each team is equal, in which the first player or team to score wins. What does this have to do with the Bible? Why are we talking about sports? Well, Paul used analogies for sports. He talked about beating his body. He talked about running a race. We have accounts of sports or references because it helps to paint a picture and to tell a story. As a matter of fact, Jesus used parables specifically to help tell a story to those who would not otherwise understand. So it's okay. God doesn't mind us using imagery. It was even God himself who told Abraham that when the father that he would be, the descendants he would have, would outnumber the stars in the sky and the sands on the shore. All he had to do was look up or look down, and he could, hallelujah, be reminded of the promise of God. Yet he did not have a son. Did not have a daughter, did not have a child, but suddenly that thing that had not happened, the womb of Sarah that was considered dead and barren for decades, became filled with the seed of Abraham, the child of promise, and his name is Isaac. Suddenly. Say suddenly to a woman that's in labor, oh, the baby will be here before you know it. In the middle of pushing, in the middle of contractions and pain and sweat and not getting comfortable, it's nothing sudden about giving childbirth. But sometimes we'll say, we went in the hospital and before you knew it, the baby was here. The truth is, that's a figure of speech. There was a series of events before suddenly this beautiful baby was placed in the arms of mom or dad or the doctor or the incubator, wherever it is that child might be held for that moment. But suddenly happens after a series of events. One day while sitting in my driveway, I looked at the eaves trough of this townhouse that I rent. And I say that as a disclaimer, not disqualifier. I'm disqualifying myself from this work. This townhouse that I live in that belonged to people that I pay money to live here every month has this responsibility, and that is cleaning the eaves trough. But God used this illustration for me. I looked and I saw something growing like the stem of a plant, or let's just say a blade of grass, sticking up in the eaves trough. And I thought, what is that doing there? How did it get there? And as I in the natural am staring at this thing and thinking, man, they need to clean these eaves troughs. This is, it's not a priority to me. It's not affecting me. But God, he showed me something in that moment. Holy Spirit said, it may not make sense how it got there, but you won't be able to deny its existence. Suddenly, I'm looking at this eaves trough, and even now, leaning over on the couch as if I'm looking out, looking at it now, but I can see that blade sticking up and just wondering, how did it get there? Was it a blade first? Absolutely not. There was likely a seed that was deposited by a bird or blown by the wind, and over time, the sediments of the dirt and things that have built up are now collecting in this eaves trough tray, and from it, over time, with water and light, this thing grows. I would have said, all of a sudden, I looked and there it was, but there were a series of events that took place prior to this thing that happened suddenly. Happening or coming unexpectedly, without warning. No warning was necessary. It was just my awareness and realization of this thing before me. So when we say suddenly, if we really, while we're excited, and we thank God, let me say that, we thank God for the suddenlies in our life. Some of us are waiting for something and believing God, saying, you know what? We encourage one another, girl, man, he could do it suddenly. Don't you count God out. He can turn it around just like that, and he can. But don't you know God is working on some things right now in our life? He's doing some stuff right now. There's some things that are at work in the earth, hallelujah, in heaven. And when they meet and he releases it, it appears to us as this manifestation of something. And we call it suddenly, but there was a series of events that took place to cause that thing to come about. 2 Kings chapter 3. This is an account of Elisha, the student of Elijah, and he is, the topic for this is Elisha and the Moabite campaign. There's quite a bit to read, which I'm not going to do. I'm just going to give you the highlights from it. But Jehoshaphat, who is the king, he is here and he's talking to some people. And once again, is finding himself in a relationship or an alliance with some people that honestly, he really had no business in relationship with. But God is faithful to the righteous. He's faithful. So in 2 Kings chapter 7, Jehoshaphat is on a trip with the king of Moab, and there's another king with them. King Joram is with them, and King Mesha of Moab. Verse 7, on the way, he sent this message to King Jehoshaphat of Judah. The king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you join me in battle against him? Be careful who you form an alliance with to come against someone. Be careful. Jehoshaphat replied, why, of course, you and I are as one. My troops are your troops and my horses are as your horses. Sometimes we get up without thinking. Let's go back to that definition. Sudden, precipitate, or precipitous. I have precipitate written down as well. But done suddenly and without careful consideration. Some of these times we do things suddenly. Our actions can be sudden, but they can be ill-advised. This was a precipitous move of the king Jehoshaphat. Done suddenly and without careful consideration. He says to this person, yes, I'll go with you, ma'am. What route do you want to go? What route do you want to take? We will attack from the wilderness of Edom, Joram replied. So off they go. The king of Edom and his troops also joined them. So we have the king of Edom, we have Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and then we have Joram. And they're all on their way by way of Edom, according to this king's request. Well, something happens along the way. This alliance that these three kings now have formed, they run out of a very necessary item, and that was water for them and the animals. The king of Edom and his troops joined them, and all three armies traveled along a roundabout route through the wilderness for 7 days. But there was no water for the men or their animals. What should we do? The king of Israel cried out. The Lord has brought the three of us here to let the king of Moab defeat us. But King Jehoshaphat of Judah asked, is there not a prophet of the Lord with us? If there is, we can ask the Lord what to do through him. Wisdom speaks in this moment. He's done this precipitous move by forming an alliance with this king, and now we're in trouble and we don't have water, which we need for us and the animals. But you know, if there's a prophet, we can get a word. We can get instruction. So if we found our place where I don't know what to do, I need a word from the Lord. I need a word. We still have prophets in the earth, but we have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit on the inside. He's the one who leads us in all things. He teaches us all things. And so we can pray first and ask him. And then God gives us godly counsel. So if you're in a situation where I'm just not sure what to do, I don't know how I got out here or what's going to happen, you might want to think about seeking the Lord. Is there, what is the word of the Lord for me in this situation? One of King Joram's officers replied, Elisha, the son of Shaphat, is here. He used to be Elijah's personal assistant. So Jehoshaphat said, yes, the Lord speaks through him. So the kings of Israel, Judah, and Edom went to consult with Elisha. These three kings, what an alliance. Why are you coming to me? Elisha asked the king of Israel. Go to the pagan prophets of your father and mother. But King Joram of Israel said, no, for it was the Lord who called us three kings here only to be defeated by the king of Moab. Elisha replied, as surely as the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, I wouldn't even bother with you except for my respect for King Jehoshaphat of Judah. Now bring someone who can play the harp. So Elisha knows that I need to enter into worship. You want to hear from the Lord so we can pray? And then there's another step that we can do. Enter into worship. We play music. We can sing songs unto the Lord, to the Lord. We can play and let me just enter into worship. While the harp was being played, the power of the Lord came upon Elisha, and he said, this is like a suddenly, but there was a series of events that took place for Elisha and for these three kings. This is what the Lord says. This dry valley will be filled with pools of water. Hallelujah. You will see neither wind nor rain, says the Lord, but this valley will be filled with water. You will have plenty for yourselves and your cattle and other animals. But this is only a simple thing for the Lord, for he will make you victorious over the army of Moab. That thing that they had in their mouth, what King Joram says, that we're going to be defeated by Moab. He said, no, God is going to take care of that too. Even though the three of you and how y'all came about and what you're doing, not only are you going to get the thing that you needed, the thing that you were so concerned about, oh, that's an easy thing for the Lord. But he's also going to do that. He's also going to take care of your enemies, Moab. Excuse me. You will conquer the best of their towns, even the fortified ones. You will cut down all their good trees, stop up all their springs, and ruin all their good land with stones. We're talking about suddenly. Y'all stay with me. We're talking about suddenly. Verse 20, the next day, at the time when the morning sacrifice was offered. Come on. So we sought the prophet. We sought the Lord for a word. The harp was played, so we entered into worship. And now we offer sacrifice. We continue to spend time with him where there's an offering that was made at the time of morning sacrifice. Water, somebody say this word with me, suddenly appeared. Water suddenly appeared, the thing that they needed for themselves and their animals. It was flowing from the direction of Edom, and soon there was water everywhere. Out of nowhere, all of a sudden, they received the things that they needed. But there was a series of events that led to this thing that we get excited about and we call suddenly. We thank God that he meets our needs and that he does show up in ways like it came out of nowhere, out of the blue. I had no idea, but here it is. I might not know how it got here, but I will not be able to deny its existence. Here is the water. We sought the Lord. We worshiped, we sacrificed, and now that thing that I've been waiting for through the orchestration of God's ordained acts, this thing is now in my possession. The definition again, occurring or done quickly or unexpectedly or without warning. I just want to talk about this just for a little bit, and we're going to wrap it up. We read that Jesus spent time with the disciples. We read how he performed many miracles, how he would go away and pray to his Father. He did things with 3 disciples, 12 disciples, 70, 120, and the crowd. Oh, we have such an account of what he did. And he was always teaching while obeying his Father. And one of the things he was careful to do was to warn them about his departure. Jesus told the disciples, I must go away, but I'm going to send you another comforter. To say that he suddenly left would challenge the definition of occurring or done quickly and unexpectedly or without warning, because he gave us warning. We didn't look up and he was not here one day as if we didn't know he was not leaving. But the disciples felt like that. They didn't want him to go. They didn't remember what he taught them, the directions he gave about where to meet him after he left. It's like they forgot. What were they doing with the teachings of Jesus who walked the earth with him? We beheld him in the flesh, full of grace and of truth, walking alongside him, hearing him, seeing him, laying there, John laying his head on his chest, touching the wounds in his body. So did he suddenly leave? Because that would suggest he did it without warning. But he gave them warning, and he left record of the warning that he left. I'm challenging us as it relates to this definition, and when we say things, we appreciate it. But again, the truth is there's a series of events that take place, that transpire before the suddenly appears. So back to sudden death, because we know he died. And in sports, a method of deciding who will win a game when the score for each team is equal, in which the first player or team to score wins. I so like this when I read it, because I know the truth that death has been defeated. Oh, the grave, where is your victory? Death, where is your victory? Where's your sting? Where is it? Because this thing has been settled. The firstborn, because Adam was created, but Jesus was the firstborn. He was the firstborn, born of a woman named Mary, raised by Mary and a man named Joseph, growing in stature with both man and God. The score has been settled. There was no score there was no such thing as equal score. We were outnumbered, unrighteous. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. He came and he settled it. There's no dispute as to who won this thing. Jesus, with all power in his hand, given keys. Death, hell, and the grave have been overcome by him. And anything it is that we are dealing with today, when we get this revelation, the truth of who he is and what he has left us, perhaps the suddenly that you're waiting for will come when we come to the understanding of who he really is. What do you need or desiring God to do suddenly for you in your life? Do you need a word? Do you need to worship? Do you need to sacrifice? Do you need to remember the work of the one that was sent and believe on that? And when we see it, we might not know where it came from, but we will not be able to deny its existence. Suddenly. One more word. No, that's it. That was it. That's our word for the month. Suddenly, quickly, and unexpectedly. Happening or coming unexpectedly. Made or brought about in a short time. But as it relates to him, we were not without warning. It happened exactly as he said it would. As a matter of fact, he said, if you destroy this temple, I will rebuild it in 3 days. And he did. That's my share for this morning. I thank God for this word. Father, we bless you and we honor you. And I thank you for the suddenly, the series of events that you are orchestrating to manifest suddenly in the lives of your children. God, I pray that you would cause their joy to be full this morning. May they wake up even today afresh and anew. Their faith, Lord God, take them from faith to faith and from glory to glory. I thank you for what it is that you are doing to prosper them in the earth, Lord God. I thank you for the things that they place their hands to, that according to Psalm 90 and 17, you will establish that very work. Bless us is our prayer today, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're going to open the call at this time. I ask, before we do, everybody check your phone. Check your phone. Make sure it's on mute. And we want you to unmute at the time that you're going to speak so that we can maintain the integrity of the call and hear everyone as they share today. We want to invite any men on the call first that are here that did not get to say good morning in the initial round that would like to. If you did not say good morning, men first on the call this morning, we want to hear your sound. So good morning to the men on the call. It's open to you. Any men? Okay. In case you're unmuted, well, good morning.
God bless you all this morning.
Good morning. Any other men want to say good morning? Everybody check your phone. Someone's not on mute. It happens. It happens as we're moving around. It's okay, but check your phone. Okay. New callers, this is the first time you've called in to Declare Victory. You've heard about it. Someone invited you. You saw it online, and you're here, and we want to hear from you. If you're on the call for the first time today, we want to invite you to unmute yourself and say good morning to us so we can greet you properly and say good morning to you. Any new callers, first-time callers this morning?
Good morning, it's Diane.
Good morning, Diane. Welcome to Declare Victory.
Thank you.
How did you hear about the call?
I was on it before.
Okay. Anyone else? First-time callers? Next, we want to invite those of you who may have been here before, but you just haven't said hello, didn't have a chance, maybe didn't just get around to it. Would you like to say good morning? At this time, it's open to you.
Excuse me, Joyful. While
yes.
We're waiting for them to maybe come off mute, this is JC again. I just wanted to say I left out a prayer request. And I just wanted to put that out there really quick so we can pray. Dee Dee, I had a prayer request for Sis Bubbly, for trust. But I didn't want to leave her out. So if we can just pray for Bubbly today, for trust. Okay, and I apologize,
okay.
Dee Dee. And thank you again, Joyful. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to get that out there and not just, you know, ignore anyone for the prayer request.
Thank you, JC.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate
you're
it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to open it up now before we go into Love, Life, and Victory. Good morning, Declare Victory. Good morning, good morning. Anybody that wants to say good morning, now is the time. Happy Monday. My joy is full. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday, APAPAP. Great share.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Hey, Joyful, it's Moxie. Good morning.
Hey, Moxie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Leo.
Happy Monday.
Good morning, Brianna DeBacca. Good morning, Mother Leomia. God bless you both. Good morning.
Good morning, Joyful. It's Taj. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Good morning, Taj. Anybody else?
Good morning. It's Prosperous Pam. Happy Magnificent Monday.
Good morning, Prosperous.
Good morning, Joyful. It's Jubilant.
Good morning, Jubilant. All righty, everybody. Well, if you didn't get to say it and you want to, you can do it during Love, Life, and Victory. We're going to open it up. And I think we do. I think I have this right, that even in Love, Life, and Victory, because ladies, we just, our ability to share and talk. I want to give the men a chance first in Love, Life, and Victory. In Love, Life, and Victory is where we discuss the declaration. If you have any questions, observations, comments, what stood out to you, that's what we're going to do at this time. So we're going to shift into Love, Life, and Victory. And I want to open that up first to the men on the call that may want to share. And then ladies, we'll take it. We'll bring in the rear. So men on the call that may want to share this morning, it's your turn. Let's hear from you. And if you can check your phones, everybody. Check your phones, please. Any men? All right. Ladies, let's go. Love, life, and victory. Comments, questions, observations?
Hey, Joyful, it's Tanya. Excellent declaration, as always. First, I want to say to Lady Di, it was so good. It's so good to hear your sound. I'm so glad you said good morning to us today. I love you. I still have my country and western birthday song that you and Dee Dee did for me. But anyway, you know, as you began to share, I don't know if you can you hear me okay? I don't know.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. What I was going to say is that as you were declaring, I thought about, it's like I hung on every word that, every sentence, every paragraph, every syllable. And I really thought about it. Wow, there are a series of events. Usually, if you look in hindsight, very often I examine the things that have happened in my life. There usually are, without a doubt, a series of events that lead to that suddenly moment. And regardless of what it is or not, I'm just thankful for God and how he works in our lives. But what really got me was the blade of glass. Blade of grass. That really rang true to me this morning. I've never done real garden work. Let me paint this picture and then I promise I'll shut up. I've never done garden work like to the degree where you're pulling weeds and, you know, to the degree that your back hurts, okay? But this weekend I got reined into helping, and it wasn't a problem. But this is what I noticed. It was a backyard that was neglected. And in this backyard there was a blanket and there was an old rug. And over time it's rained and da 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 da. And I said, now surely those are not weeds on those blankets. It's impossible because there's no soil there. But wouldn't you know it? And it's not a suddenly. It's just when I looked over there and I realized all of a sudden there are weeds in the old, dirty, soiled blanket. I don't understand how, but weeds are things that just grow everywhere out of control, right? They will be out of control if we don't get a control on them. And so when you talked about the blade of grass, I immediately thought about the blankets. It was a couple of them, an old blanket and an old rug that literally had weeds growing out of them. I don't know how long it took. I know it wasn't a suddenly, but I was able to connect the dots with that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just wanted you to know I enjoyed you. I always enjoy your declarations. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tanya. You too. I studied it a little bit about grass and weeds, and I don't have it retained to speak, but to share in depth, but it really doesn't, it doesn't take a lot. And so with the right, just a little bit of a soil or something underneath, if you've ever seen cracks in the cement and you see grass coming through, like, how does grass grow from the cement? But it doesn't take a whole lot. And so if there's something, if you can get to the root of it, and which is, wow, the root of anything, and understand it, then that can help you. And it gives you the answer. But yeah, we can find growth in a lot of places that we just didn't anticipate or expect, but we won't be able to deny all that. It doesn't make sense why it's there, but that's grass on that thing.
And can I say one more thing? Growth is not always healthy growth, though.
It's not. You're absolutely
I'm
right.
I'm leave it alone.
That's it.
Because
that's
it's
it.
Ironic that you say that, because the backyard I was working in was full,
mm-hmm.
it was paved, but it was a beautiful design, and it was cracks all in the, which allowed the, anyway, I'm making a whole nother topic, but anyway, I enjoyed you and I enjoyed the dialogue.
Love, life, and victory. Questions, comments, observations, what stood out to you today? Declare victory.
Hey, AP, can you hear me? Is it too loud in my car?
I can hear you.
Okay. I think the one of the things that stood out, as Tan talked about the blade of grass, you talked about, I don't know how it got there, maybe somebody dropped a seed or whatnot, but it actually gives you a visual of how I thought about when you said a seed, and I was like, now where would a seed come from, a bird or whatever? But it's just like us in the marketplace. You know, you never know where you're going to drop seeds or leave residue, and that growth or that thing is going to pop up. I said, oh my God, that one thing that stuck out, you know, that grew, that you never know, Hansel and Gretel, the breadcrumbs that you leave and where it's going to pop up. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's what I got from it. And it just, mm-hmm. it just made sense. That's why, you know, the things that we sow, the seeds that we have to be, there you go, Tan, healthy seeds, that the healthy growth, it will be healthy growth. So yeah. That's what I got out of. The whole declaration was awesome, but that just stood out to me.
Amen. You're right, because we don't know what's going to happen, but as it relates to being responsible with the seed that we have, the Bible says a sower went out to sow, and he sowed the word. And so as we sow it, we might not see it right away, but we can expect a return on God's word. And I imagine, as you stated, there's all kinds of ways I thought that things could get up there. The wind blew it, a bird dropped it, a squirrel, any number of things. But what I knew was, I didn't need to know, because what I could not doubt or dispute is that that's a blade of grass. Some kind of plant or something is in my eaves trough.
Joyful. I'm gonna keep going with the garden analogies, because I just love them, how there's so many parallels between the way we see nature work and how God moves. So what I thought about when Tanya was talking about the grass and things growing, and also just the deep roots. So there are certain grasses that they put down deep roots, and a lot of plants that have tap roots. And it reminded me of how so much happens that we don't see. And it's very much like the seed that you plant, and you think that nothing is happening, but all the while, over weeks and months, the plant is setting roots, and the roots are growing deeper into the soil, and they're spreading out, and they're anchoring themselves in, and they're taking in the nutrients. And even though we don't see what's going on above ground, and then all of a sudden, it seems like, right, it pops up, and there's this fantastic growth that we see in these plants. And it just reminds me of how God works and moves. There's so much. God is always moving, and things are always new. We don't see it, and oftentimes we don't know what's mm-hmm. happening. So it appears to us, when the manifestation comes, that it's all of a sudden. But no, that's not how it goes. That's not how nature works. That's not how God moves. And so I just couldn't help but think about that as we started talking about the garden analogy, and how it's so beautiful. So much happens in the dark, and so much happens mm-hmm. out of our sight that we don't see.
Mm-hmm.
But all the while, we take the nutrients of being taken in, and things are happening and just setting roots. And the deeper our roots, the stronger that anchor. So when that strong wind comes to blow, we're anchored and not blown over. So thank you for your declaration. That was good.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was an amazing declaration, and it was a word for me, your word this morning. I loved, you had mentioned even about the sports analogies in your mm-hmm. declaration, and I think about the Olympians, track and field. That was my sport coming up. You're right. You see the Olympians, but you don't see the training. I mean, the hardcore training, the having to eat a specific way, just really preparing. You see the all of a sudden, look at this person on the podium. So just wanted to add to that. And thank you so much for your declaration, and have a blessed day, everybody.
Thank you, Prosperous. You as well. I thought about, I'm going to go back to the mom. And I was thinking the mom, the expectant mother, the expectant woman who is 42 weeks, and we know it's 40 weeks for a full term, and babies are born at various stages. But at 42 weeks, you know, we're, when someone says, particularly to that woman, all of a sudden, like, I'm 2 weeks overdue. And the time that it takes for the baby to develop in the womb, and then the delivery process, even when it's considered an quote unquote easy delivery, there was a series of events that took place that prepared that baby to be delivered. The release of hormones, the preparation of the placenta, like a variety of things. So it doesn't, it's just not what we think. And we can continue to use the word, but I like for us to think and be challenged about another reality, or a reality within one, that wow, it really didn't happen just like that. There was a lot of things that happened before we got to that.
You know, I have to say this one more thing too, is you're right. And even in the difficult things, and again, that training part is not, I'm sure for the athlete, you know, it's hard, but you know, they're pressing, keeping their eye on the prize. But I always remember, like Joy, I don't know why I always remember Joyce Meyer. I would think about her when you were talking, because she said this years ago, you know, she was abused by her father coming up and wanted it to go away, wanted it to stop. It went on years and years and years and years. And she was kind of said it in a joking way, but she was like, and people turn around and said, where'd she come from? She came out of nowhere, you know, she came suddenly. And she was like, no, this was not suddenly. I was somewhere. I always think about that joke she said, but it's really true. You know, so yeah. Thank you for your word.
Yeah.
Good morning. Joyful.
Good morning. I heard two people. Yes. Who's that?
Dee Dee?
It's wonderful.
It's Dee Dee and wonderful. Okay.
She can go first. It's fine.
Okay.
Good morning. I have this beautiful plant that it's almost scary at how big it's getting. And every week that I go by it, I see a new leaf coming. And it amazes me how it's growing. But I know it's whatever it's cultivating on the inside of the pot. And I know that. But thank you for your declaration. And I try to look at it. Well, I looked at today's share, I related it to myself. You know, I often do, I go on the inside of Wanda. Mm-hmm. And when I'm in turmoil, or, you know, there's a situation at work, or there's a personality disagreement at work, or the kids are, you know, in their whatever feelings, and my life is not peaceful. You know, I know that there's a series of events that's going to have to take place to get to the other side. And while I'm in it, while I'm in the turmoil, while I'm in the uncomfortability, sometimes I don't remember that I have to show forgiveness. Sometimes I don't remember that I need to be prayerful. Sometimes I don't remember that, you know, I need to show humility. Once I do realize those things and start practicing them, and I know it's by nothing that I do, but it's of God, that some kind of way, the situation works itself out. Some kind of way, it's peace at the job. Some kind of way, the bills get paid. Some kind of way, I'm back in a peaceful state. For me, the more that I practice that, the more that I remember the process, the easier it becomes. But a lot of times, I don't know what the outcome is going to be. And when I get to the other side, I have one of them sudden moments like, wow, we're at peace at work. We have a dinner, a lunch together, or wow, they're speaking to me. And, you know, a month ago, I was, you know, it's just amazing. And I know, that is God. I know that it's God, and some of it is my willingness, you know. Some of it is my willingness, but I don't take the credit for anything. But that was a good analogy with the plant. It was a good share, and I got a lot out of it. And that's what
well,
I wanted to share.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for your share. And I, you know, those steps that we got when we go back to 2 Kings chapter 3, you know, the situation was present while the conversations were happening. And so while we're listening to them, they were thirsty and they were concerned. So if you can just, we can go back and take a look at that. And before they sought for a prophet or began to pray or worship, the truth is that you're absolutely right, because to remember what to do in that moment, our flesh gets in, but it's like, okay, so I need to, he knew to ask for help. He did, but sometimes, the need for water was still present. And the number of people that were present around them talking, I can only imagine what they might've been saying while they were trying to figure out what to do. And so, yeah, we go to the one who doesn't change. He's faithful and he always shows up. He always mm-hmm. shows up. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Thank
D2?
You.
I'm
You're
here.
Welcome.
No, that wasn't hey. D2. That's Dee Dee.
Oh, Dee Dee. I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. So thank you for reminding us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. There's so much going on, and that suddenly, from grief to grace, and from just the turmoil to triumph. And so listening to you, it made me think about how we have to trust the process, even in that press. And so the pun analogy was great. And I also feel like Wanda, it's like an inside thing, right? Because we can see the outside, but we don't know what's brewing inside of us. So we can go through all the, you know, life is lifing. But if we really trust mm-hmm. the process, I had a good conversation with a friend yesterday. And when I tell you, 2024, 8 deaths for me, and she also lost her father and she went through so much. But in our conversation, we talked about the process, and we talked about how there's stages. And so you have the hurt and the anger and all that. But then suddenly that joy comes through everything. So when you said it this morning, I was like, that's exactly what I'm reading this today. Suddenly, and it's still a lot going on. But that joy of the Lord being my strength, I thank God for you. And then you use the birthing analogy. So my bonus daughter will be having my granddaughter today. And so mm-hmm. although it's a cesarean mm-hmm. that they're saying, suddenly it's a process, like you said. It's not an easy thing to do. We're praying because, you know, birth is serious. But then suddenly, sometime this morning, I'll have a new granddaughter. And that'll give
yes.
more joy.
That'll give yes. more joy. You see what I'm saying? So suddenly, yes. I'm just so yes. full and I'm so grateful. Thank you, God. So grateful. Thank you. Father.
Thank you, joyful.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Love, life, and victory. Anyone else? Comments, questions, takeaways from the declaration?
Good morning, joyful. This is Gloria.
Good morning, Gloria.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I am blessed and gloriously satisfied and happy in Christ. Thank you
Hallelujah.
For the wonderful declaration this morning. It was very, as you were sharing, I thought about how even though the scripture says that the trump's going to sound and, you know, many people are going to be surprised, there are
mm-hmm.
steps that are leading up to that even now
mm-hmm.
to Christ's return. And even, you just, my mind went through a lot of different things. How the good things that we are able to celebrate that suddenly happened, we realized that they were, there were steps that led to them. But even the things that we look at and say, well, that I remember years ago reading when Jet was published, and you could read the little inside thing. They had little short stories. I remember one day I looked at the Jet magazine and they had a story, it was two stories of two brothers who had gotten into it and killed each other.
Mm.
And that thing grieved me even to all these years later. I remember it, but that was not something that just suddenly happened. There were things
mm-hmm.
that led up to it. And the Lord brought back to my mind the scripture about bitterness and not the root of bitterness, destroying everything that it touches. So this morning's declaration was very insightful, and I thank God for it really just being a place to go back and to study and to look and to do some self-examination. What's going on in us individually and then collectively as the body? And what do we need to, what are our takeaways? So thank you. Yes. I love you. And I'm going back on mute.
I love you, Joyful. I love you, Glorious. As you shared that, when the trump sounds, it's going to be too late for the one that says, I didn't know. I mean, like, wait, because we have to pay attention and prepare while it is day. Man, we ought to work while it is day, because night is coming when no man can work. So knowing that he has told us, as you shared your comment, it makes me think about the story, the parable of the 10 virgins, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish. They all knew what they were supposed to do, but 5 of them came prepared as they should and 5 others didn't. And when the 5 whose oil ran out said to the others, can we have some of yours? And they said, no, maybe you can go to the store and buy some. And when they left and went away, they came back and it might have felt like suddenly the door was closed, but they were in the right position, but they didn't have all that they needed. And then they wanted somebody else to give them what they were capable of bringing themselves. So when we say it suddenly happened, the sky cracks open, the trump shall sound, and those who are the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those who remain, hallelujah, shall be caught up with them to meet them in the air. You got to do that work before that trump sounds. So you can, I don't know, don't get caught flipping. That's a big one. So yeah, it's work that we have to do before time that we should do, period. Anybody else?
You know what else I was thinking about? I don't know, I keep getting flashback. That the call you guys ran last week on etiquette for the grieving was just so, mm-hmm. so good. And I had so many nuggets. I took so many nuggets from it. And I keep getting what the season is for me is for listening. I've always been a really good, I think I listen pretty good, but I know I can always hear better. And I think about when you're talking about Jesus said, when I go, I'll send, Holy Spirit. He was telling mm-hmm. the disciples what was going to happen, but just like us, like we don't hear it, or we hearing it in our own way. And he's saying it, but they're hearing, and I don't know if it was Jesus. They were like, well, who is gonna, they were thinking about who's gonna step up and be the next leader and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. they weren't really hearing what was going to happen. And then when it happened, it's like, oh, all of a sudden, I can take it in so many different angles, even in, relationships. I might be sharing something and then, all of a sudden what's all of a sudden, when I'm continuing to communicate what it is I want, don't want, going back to the thing about the grieving, sometimes people even share, if you listen enough of, what would help them. So, I want to take it off on a tangent, but it was just, good stuff.
I think in communication, when you're talking about, is if we were to ask, well, all of a sudden this person got angry or frustrated or even excited about something I said. And if it wasn't the reaction that I was expecting, it wasn't really all of a sudden. There's something that's happening while the person is speaking. The listener is doing something. We're processing what you're saying and we're forming our own conclusions or opinions about, she said, well, she's coming home early. That must mean we're going to the store. And you come home early and now you're ready to relax, and they're saying, well, they're at the door with the keys, and you're going, what are you doing? Well, when we were talking earlier, I don't know how you got to that. I do not know. All of a sudden, you got angry. Well, wait a minute, because something else was happening simultaneously. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else?
God bless you, Joyce, and declare victory. This is Lacey, and this is my second time on the call. And I just want to thank God and thank Joyce for you being used as a vessel, because this whole conversation was confirmation of a conversation I had with Brianna yesterday, just on a very difficult word that Holy Spirit had me deliver to someone. And as I'm learning and growing in my assignment of being able to accept that when you give that difficult word, when you plant that seed, you're not responsible for how it grows or even what it looks like. as it's germinating and as it grows. So just the whole analogy that we've been talking about have been very encouraging for me to be able to say, okay, you planted the seed. You don't have to see everything that's going on behind the scenes. You don't have to see everything that's going on. You just trust and believe God that He had you do that for a reason. And even if it doesn't manifest in the way you think it should or when it should, to continue to hold on to Him and to His promises. So I just wanted to say thank you to you and to everyone for just even the way that you reviewed the share, because it gave me additional insight.
Oh, thank you, Lacey. God bless you. I want to give you something to consider. I just shared this yesterday in a group. Ezekiel chapter 37 will help you in your processing of sharing difficult messages. So pray to Holy Spirit and take a look at Ezekiel 37. And I think there will be something in there that you can glean from as it relates to when we deliver messages that can be challenging. He gives a message to Ezekiel in that passage that I'm confident will support you and help you.
Thank you. I put that down.
You're welcome. Anybody else? We're going to wrap it up. If not, y'all can have some time back this morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you for your share today and your perspective, just giving a different perspective of the suddenly. As we go through different things, I think a new way to say it is I'm just participating in my suddenly. Because before we are going to get to that other side. And in taking a combination of your analogy or you sharing about the plant or the grass in the gutter and the eaves trough, and even thinking about athletes. So we know that, a football player can walk on to the try out for a team, but they don't really just walk on. There's some things that they have to do in order to prepare to be able to walk on. The runner doesn't just, I guess in some instances, we can take off our shoes and run and win the relay. But generally, there's something that happens. We have to prepare. We have to train. We have to condition to be able to get to the win. And so it's not ever a suddenly. It's not ever a suddenly. But there's encouragement in that, knowing that because it's not ever a suddenly, then that means that we're in the middle of it. We're getting closer to the suddenly. So again, thank you for your share, sis. I can't wait till we talk. I got some more of us. Thank you for your share.
You're welcome. I like that. I'm participating in my suddenly. I'm participating in it. So yeah, we're not just, God is going to do it. And so we don't get to just sit. Well, we do. That's a choice. Let me not say that. We do. I would not advise it. Don't just sit and wait for it to happen unless that's His instruction. But as we talked about the lepers who were sitting and they were waiting, they were hungry. And they said, sitting here waiting to die, that doesn't make sense. Let's go at least go to the town and see if we can find something and maybe we can turn ourselves in. That would be better than just sitting here. If we're going to die anyway, what am I going to lose by getting up and moving? So, yeah, I want to participate. I want to be a participant. Years ago, one of our pastors, she said, you have to participate in your own deliverance. The children of Israel, they had to take steps. They would have never been delivered from Egypt if they stood on the bank of the Red Sea. They had to take the steps and begin to walk through and get to the other side. So, yeah, let's be a participant. Anybody else? All right. Well, we're going to put some time back in your morning, give you some time back this morning. We thank God for the Declare Victory team. And the theme this month is suddenly. I encourage you all to use your platform and your sphere of influence. Share the information of this call with others, that we don't just take this for ourselves and benefit from it and without being a well of a distribution center, right? That we can be a conduit. God has blessed us to be in places where we glean and receive great instruction from Holy Spirit and community in this space. So think about someone or a way that you can share this call, this space with someone that you might not have. Social media is a good place, your text threads, et cetera. Let them know. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you, Lord God, that our joy is full. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to participate with you in the manifestation of our suddenlies. Lord, help us to see what you're directing us to do and how it impacts and affects something else. Lord, I pray for the one today who just needs to be reminded of these things that the king did, King Jehoshaphat, in that they first went to asking for a prophet. Is there not a prophet in the land? Is there a word that God has about this? And so, Lord, to pray and ask you ourselves, leaning into Holy Spirit, asking others that we trust for godly counsel, and then entering into worship where we speak of your worth and we speak of who it is that you are and honor you in the place of worship, Lord God. And after worshiping, we receive the word came, and then to follow the instruction, to trust what was said. And the Bible says the very next morning, the water appeared and it came from Edom. But this thing that happened, it was an easy thing, and it happened after those things, which another step was the morning sacrifice. So to seek a word, to enter into your presence through worship, to sacrifice and to have trust and faith in what it is that you speak to us. Help us, Lord God, today to receive your word, to act on your word, and to be encouraged. Thank you for your strength. It is our joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and our joy is full today. God, we love you, and we bless your prayer blessings upon everyone under the sound of my voice that will hear this message in the future and those today and all to whom we are connected. We declare victory, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Have an amazing day, everyone.
Be blessed.
Thank you. Everybody have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day, everybody.
Best day.
Have a marvelous day, everyone. Declare victory.